Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Iceberg Recap, your home for Pittsburgh Penguins game recaps and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. The Penguins fall by a final score of 2-0 in this game, and if you watched the first two periods and fell asleep, you might have thought, well, they deserved a better outcome. Third period didn't go as well as the opening 40 minutes, but at the end of the day, the Penguins unable to solve Philip Grubauer, and they fall, ending their three-game winning streak in on a night that they could have made up some ground. The Tampa Bay Lightning lost in overtime and also a couple other losses around the NHL. Detroit Red Wings losing in regulation to the New York Islanders. So a missed opportunity for the Penguins on Thursday evening. Like I said, they outperformed the Seattle Kraken through the majority of the game, at least the first two periods of the game, including 18 first-period shots on Philip Grubauer. He was able to stand tall. They were unable to get one past that goaltender and get one really inside the house of the Seattle Kraken. They did a good job of keeping a lot of the Penguins' offense to the perimeter, something the Penguins don't make too difficult to do, but the Seattle Kraken were able to execute and keeping them shooting from the point, shooting from outside the dot, shooting from poor scoring areas, and they were able to do that, and Philip Grubauer was able to shut down those shots from far out, especially considering the fact that he was able to see them all the way in. Like I mentioned, 2-0 victory for the Seattle Kraken. Penguins, they looked good, but again, at the end of the day, they've dug themselves a hole where if you look good and still lose in regulation, it's still going to be a very negative night for the Penguins and very negative in their hopes to make the Stanley Cup playoffs. Let's go over to the goal recap in this one. Not going to take long to go down through the goal recap. Like I mentioned, the Penguins dominating in the first period of play, but unfortunately, how it usually happens in hockey, when one team's dominating, yet they can't capitalize on those opportunities, the other team's going to get a fluky bounce and then they're going to be able to score a goal. That's exactly what happened in the first period. And it was at the behest of Oliver Bjorkstrand, who scores his 15th goal of the season. The shot was on net by Will Borgen. It was deflected off of Alexander Wennberg in the slot, and it bounced right in front of Tristan Jarry, unbeknownst to him. Bjorkstrand did know where it was, unfortunately, for the Penguins, and he puts it home for his 15th, like I mentioned, of the season. Seattle went up 1-0, and that's where this game stood for a long period of time. No goals in the second period, no goals early in the third period, and it took the Seattle Kraken getting on a power play to be able to extend that lead to 2-0, and that one goes to Alex Wennberg, who was able to fight it in front, eventually kicked the puck up from his skate to his stick and beat Tristan Jarry for his 9th goal of the season, the insurance goal for the Kraken, and that's all they needed at the end of this one. Kyler Yamamoto and Eli Tolvanen pick up the assists on that power play goal, and that is where things stood at triple zeros. Penguins lose by a final score of 2-0. Let's get over to the three stars of the game in this one. I thought there were a couple Penguins that had pretty good performances, but Tristan Jarry gets the third star of the game in this one. 26 saves on 28 shots. He was tested lightly early on, but especially in that second period, you saw a couple of grade A opportunities for the Seattle Kraken in which Tristan Jarry was on his game, was able to make those saves and keep the Penguins within striking distance throughout this contest, especially in that third period. You look at what he gave up for the game-winning goal, it was fluky. He lost sight of it. It went straight up in the air. It looked to me, and it looked to the folks on the broadcast, Mike Rupp and Josh Getzoff, that he thought the puck was going to go out of play, but instead it went straight up, landed right in the slot right in front of him. That's just a fluky bounce, and unfortunate for him that he didn't know where the puck was unable to really react fast enough to stop that goal from Oliver Bjorkstrand. And then the third period, it was a power play goal where the front of the house got hectic, chaotic. He was unable to keep his crease. You know, he ended up on his stomach and ended up trying to flail over to make the save. Wasn't able to do it, but a pretty good game. Another solid outing for Tristan Jarry. Back-to-back starts out west that he was able to look very good in. Second start of the game in this one, I'm going to give it to Alex Wennberg. He obviously deflected that first goal that ended up being the game-winning goal. If it wasn't for him deflecting it up into the heavens, they probably wouldn't have scored there. And who knows how this game would have turned out. And then, of course, scoring that all-important insurance goal in the third period. A nice night for Alex Wennberg. In the first start of the game, I'm going to give it to Philip Grubauer. He was on his angle all game long, and that is the most important thing when facing the Penguins, is that you just remain on your angle. You stay on schedule as a goaltender. He was able to do that. Get his first shutout in 2 years, saving 33 of 33 Penguin shots. But as we'll talk about here in our final thoughts, I'm not trying to take anything away from Philip Grubauer. He was solid. He was sturdy. He had a good performance, and he deserves the shutout. The Penguins made it a little easy on him. And I know that it might sound crazy, especially if you watch that first period and saw that they put up 18 shots. But when you look deeper at those 18 shots, I don't think it's necessarily that the Penguins got goalied. That is a term that it seems like a lot of people in the Penguins fan base like to use now. Oh, the Penguins are getting goalied again. They're getting goalied by this no-name. They're getting goalied by this guy. They're getting goalied by... Yesterday was they're getting goalied by Philip Grubauer. At some point, it's not the fact that other goaltenders just happen to have the best games of the last couple of seasons, the best games of their career when they face the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's the fact that the Penguins don't put enough pressure on these goaltenders. And as long as they, like I mentioned, stay on schedule, stay square to the puck, they're going to be able to make the saves and they're going to be able to gain confidence as the game goes on. The Penguins, don't get me wrong, they were able to get a lot of opportunities early in that first period. But as I mentioned, a lot of these opportunities coming from point shots, a lot of these opportunities coming from outside the dots, a lot of these opportunities coming from low danger scoring areas. And that is fine as long as you have traffic in front of the net, somebody that's going to try to deflect the puck on the way in, and somebody that's going to try to pick up the garbage and score on a rebound goal. More often than not, the Penguins don't have that, and last night was a perfect example. They were controlling the pace of play. They were controlling the possession. They were dominating in both of those things, pace of play and possession, but they weren't able to beat Philip Grubauer. And you might ask yourself, well, maybe it's just because they're getting goalied. I see that all the time, but no, he's faced too little to no traffic that entire game, and the majority of those shots that were coming from the point. I mean, all you have to do is look at who had the leading shots on goal. There's Sidney Crosby with 5 because he's still trying to will this team back from oblivion. But the second most shots on goal for the Penguins last night came from Chad Ruweedle. He had 4 shots on goal, a lot of them earlier in the game, but 4 shots on goal nonetheless. Chad Ruweedle's not a sniper. He's not somebody that has a 100 mile an hour wrist shot, slap shot, anything from the point. They're just trying to get pucks on net. And I don't begrudge that. I think that is a solid plan. But they need to have follow-up to those shots on goal. They need to have somebody in front of the net to take away Philip Grubauer's eyes, which they didn't have more often than not yesterday. They need to have somebody down there to swallow up and try to get those rebounds and bang those rebounds home and get that dirty goal that is not going to show up on the SportsCenter top 10, but it's going to get you back into the game. They didn't have that yesterday. And then you saw what happened in the third period. Only 5 shots on goal, 3 of them in the first 2 minutes, and only 2 shots on goal in the last 17 and a half, 18 minutes of that game. Not enough pushback in a game where, yes, they should be desperate. They should be very desperate right now. You look at what happened around the league. That's what I started this episode off saying. You have the New York Islanders taking out the Detroit Red Wings, a team that is very far ahead of the Penguins. They need to make up some ground to open that opportunity for the wild card 1 spot. You have the Tampa Bay Lightning in the wild card 2 spot, who lose in overtime earlier in the evening. You need to start making up ground on these teams. And when you get that opportunity with also the Devils idle, the Washington Capitals were idle. With that in mind, that was a big night for the Penguins to be able to come out and get out on top of a team that is right in the same position they are, outside of the playoffs, not a world beater by any means, but has some talent on him. The Penguins outperformed them, but they weren't able to get the points. They weren't able to get any standings points, which is a big loss in the grand scheme of things for the Penguins. Some things to build off of, certainly, but at the end of the day, you need to come away with some better offensive opportunities. You need to muck it up a little bit more. You need to get better and higher danger opportunities against goaltenders in this league because, you know, tonight it was Philip Grubauer, a goaltender that has had a history of being very dominant in the National Hockey League at stretches. But a lot of the times, it doesn't have to be somebody with that pedigree. The Penguins need to create higher danger scoring chances, and they need to muck it up a little bit. They need to score those ugly goals a little bit more. Last night, they were unable to do it. They've been scoring a little bit more as of late, but they turn around and come back with a shutout loss to the Seattle Kraken. That's just not going to help their cause going forward. But we'll have to see where the remainder of this road trip takes them. Up next is that weekend back-to-back in Alberta to close out this Pacific Northwest road trip that starts on Saturday with a visit to the Calgary Flames. Talk about a team that's selling. Sold off Elias Lindholm, sold off Chris Tanev earlier this week. We'll see what the remnants of the Flames have in store for the Penguins as they get set for a Saturday night matchup. And then on Sunday, that's a big night as well. They take on the Edmonton Oilers, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. We'll see how this defense and this goaltending is able to hold up against the high-flying Oilers at the end of this Pacific Northwest road trip. But as of right now, Penguins lose their three-game winning streak at the hands of the Seattle Kraken. At the end of the day, you need to get a little bit more potent of an offensive attack, and I think that's the finishing storyline for this one here. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Iceberg Recap. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.